Let's play the role of B.
Hello, Jane. This is Peter. I want to inform you about some feedback we got from our product testers about our washing machines. Do you have a minute? The testers said they found several problems related to operability. They said that the door was difficult to open and that the control panel was too confusing. We had better share these findings with the design team and the manufacturing team, and we should ask them to come up with a new prototype unit. To begin the process, I'd like to advise the development team to look at some other manufacturers' products and get some ideas.
Let's play the role of B.
Hi, Pam. Could I talk to you for a moment about the upcoming web seminar? I heard that you were thinking of holding it in the big conference room on the fifth floor. That's fine, but I was thinking that it may be better to hold it in a smaller room, like the one on the third floor. There will only be a few other people present for the recording, so the room doesn't need to be so big, and the smaller room would probably have better sound. Oh, good. And that room was just repainted, so it would look better on the video.
Let's play the role of B.
What's the matter, Jill? Yeah, it's difficult sometimes. If I were you, I would talk to Reiko in the marketing department. She's great at writing catchy slogans. Oh, that's right. Why don't you let me email her about it? I have something else to ask one of her teammates this afternoon. I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Let's play the role of B.
Hi, Derek. Would you happen to be available anytime next week? I'd like to set up a meeting with you and your assistant about the upcoming renovations that your firm will be doing to our Paris store. I will be out of town all day Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but the rest of the week is open. Shall we make it Wednesday at 2? Sure, that will work. What time is good for you? That's fine. I'll come to your office at 1:30 on Monday then.
Let's play the role of B.
Hello, this is Katie Wright from Richter Apparel. Could you transfer me to Derek Red's office, please? The reason I'm calling is I need to change the time of our appointment on Monday. We had scheduled for 1:30, but due to a change in my plans, I will be unavailable then. If it's okay with him, 4:30 would be preferable. It's okay. Would you please just tell him I would like to change our appointment time, and then I'll send him an email with the information.
Let's play the role of B.
Hi, Ken. This is Jess. I'm still talking with a customer at the Market Street store. I'm not going to make it back to the office in time for the meeting. Could you go ahead and start without me? Sure. I think I'll be done here in about half an hour. And we'll have to change the room, too. Thanks. So sorry about this.
Let's play the role of B.
Hello, this is Paul Rogers from Spice One Restaurant. Can I speak with someone in your customer service department, please? Yes. I'm sorry to say that we're not satisfied with your service in regard to our recent printing order. There seem to be a few errors on the menus you printed for us last week. The phone number listed on the back is wrong, and two of the words in the food descriptions appear to be misspelled. If we don't get these fixed by Monday, we'll have to postpone our grand opening.
Let's play the role of B.
Hello, this is Frida Green. I'm calling with regard to the invoice we sent you on October 15th. Well, sort of. Our accounting division has brought it to our attention that the entire amount of the invoice has not yet been paid. We billed you for three services: hard drive replacement, memory upgrade, and installation of a new operating system. According to our records, we received payment of $150, which covers the hard drive replacement, which was $100, and the memory upgrade, which cost $50. But the $45 for installing the new operating system is still outstanding. Thanks. I would appreciate it if you could get back to me as soon as possible and let me know when the rest of the payment will be made.
Let's play the role of B.
Hi, Louise. Do you have a moment? I just heard from our Chicago client's office. They said they have been a little unhappy with your work lately. There were several mistakes on your last invoice, and it took you a long time to respond after they told you about them. I want you to make sure to check your email every morning, even when you're away. You have the password to access your account from your laptop. If you have trouble using the system, talk to Sandra. She's the one who designed it, and she knows all about it.